doing a very impromptu session with Big Sam Presents, Sam. We decided last night to just spontaneously just have an episode, so here you go. It's my first time talking to him, his first time talking to me, obviously. We talk about probably a lot of spiritual stuff, laws of attraction, stuff like that. Well, you'll hear. Anyways, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy it. I had a good time. Thanks, Sam. And go check out Big Sam Presents on Anchor if you want to check out his stuff, too. And thanks again for listening. Later. Bye.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up? I think I was trying to get Tanika. I think it was Tanika.
Oh, really?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing an impromptu quickie.
Oh. Yeah, well, I can't right now, but I just wanted to come in and say hello. And there's supposed to be a meeting at 9, but I don't know.
Anyone know Tanika's podcast name? I think I added her, but
I'm not sure. The guru's messaging me.
All right.
All right. And I got kid stuff here. It's like that. It's all over the place.
That's okay. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah. We'll talk. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Cool.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Hey, how are you? Sam.
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on?
I thought I added her, but.
Thought you added who?
I thought I added Tanika, but.
Oh, you wanted to have a group chat?
No, I just asked if anybody else wanted, and she said something, so I thought, you know. So cool. I just added, but I guess it didn't work. I don't know. Anyways, how are you?
Still alive.
I don't know much about you, so this will be fun.
Yeah, vice versa.
So, what's your, you haven't been doing podcasts lately, huh?
Say what?
I know you've been having trouble with subjects, right? Like me?
Yeah.
Like topics.
I don't really have topics. Like, it just whatever happens, just whatever hits me, I always want to talk. So whatever happens, happens.
Oh, well, that's a good way to go. I mean, as long as you have stuff to, you know, to let out and get.
At some point, but it takes a while to catch a groove or a rhythm or any kind of inspiration.
Believe me, I know.
A lot of times I just sit there and just cuss until I figure out something to say.
Oh, that's great. I thought I had you on here. I don't know what the hell. There's so many people in that group. I don't think I have everybody.
That's all good.
So what have you been doing lately? Like, what have you been talking about lately?
Social media marketing, advertising.
You into that?
It's not that I'm into it. I just understand. How do I explain this?
Curious about it?
No. I'm building something, and in the course of me building, I saw something, and I tested it, and it's starting to work. So I'm contemplating if I'm going to do it more or just keep going the route that I'm going or whatever I'm going to do, because I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's very vague. I know it was extremely vague. But
do you know how they do that thing where they add a link to the room where, I don't know how they do that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know how you ever see like Turetsky and them, they always add a link for people to just click to join.
You're the second person I've ever talked to on here.
Seriously?
Yeah. The first person I talked to before I even knew there was an elite circle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how did you get involved with them?
When I first got on the app last year, they had a feature where you can talk to a random person anywhere.
Oh, yeah, the co-hosting.
Yeah. And so I ran into Dr. Notorious.
Oh, all right. Cool.
I ended up running into him twice. And both times it was an absolute pleasure. He'll say some stuff that kind of
a little crazy sometimes.
Test my patience. It just depends on the mood I'm in. But what's even crazier about it is like when me connecting with him, I was in a real space mentally as it related to interacting with white people. Like, I always just was real defensive and thinking that white people are the devil and, you know, just ready to attack. So it challenged me to just kind of accept him for who he was. The more he did talk about himself and stuff, it was like, damn, I kind of resonate with this weird ass white boy.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, he's one of the more interesting people that I've talked to on here.
Yeah.
He's different. It depends on what mood he's into. He's also, you know, he can be like crazy. He can be funny. Mm-hmm. He could be serious. He's pretty versatile, you know, like with what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had, you know, he's been really cool to me, so. I haven't had any problems, and you know, Turetsky's the crazy one for me, but
I haven't talked to him.
That might drive you crazy.
Nah, I know how to hang up. I know how to end the call.
What?
It wouldn't drive me crazy. I say I know how to end the call. It wouldn't drive me crazy.
Well, yeah, it's just the only thing, it's cool because some of them, you know, they bring you on a call with like tons of people. And sometimes it's interesting because that's how you meet other people, not necessarily the person that started the call.
Mm.
But, you know, other people, you know, sometimes kind of you meet people through them, and sometimes that could be interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I've done that when they had that co-hosting feature, you know, where you can call anybody. It wasn't that long they had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I took advantage of it one whole day. I just called, like, I did calls all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some crazy people. I mean, there was this guy in, I think I always tell this story, which is because it's like one of the weirdest ones. He's from Serbia. And he's like kind of laughing at me because I'm like, I didn't understand what he was saying. And I was like, he's like, you never heard of it. And I'm like, no, because I didn't understand what he was saying.
Mm.
And then, you know, how the country, like all the stuff in the country, and I'm like, did you ever come to America? And he's like, oh, I'd never go to America, too violent. And I'm like, wait a minute, Serbia, aren't you in Serbia, isn't that like a third world type country, like a really like violent country? I don't know, I mean, I'm not sure, but I thought, I've never heard anybody say America's too crazy to come to.
Wow, have you not been outside of America?
I was in the Philippines once because I'm Philippine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there when I was 8, but I don't really, I mean, I remember it, but it was really difficult because I didn't know the language.
Mm.
And so, you know, it was just my grandmother tried to put me in school there, and it was really like pointless, actually, because I didn't understand anything.
Mm.
And wow. So I just kind of slept.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the worst part is that these girls are like making fun of me, you know, the girls in the class. they're just like making fun of me. They're stealing my stuff and they're like making fun of me and I'm yelling at them. But and they're just laughing because they don't understand a word I'm saying.
Wow.
So you know what it's like when you're frustrated and you're like trying to yell at somebody and they're just laughing because they think you're just talking gibberish?
Yeah. So, I'm pretty familiar with that.
Yeah, I was just like, I started hiding in the closet. I didn't go to school anymore. I was like,
wow. That's,
but my mom left me there for like 9 months. So it was crazy.
Damn.
But why, have you been anywhere else?
Yeah. I was in the military. So I did some traveling.
Oh, okay.
Through the military.
So you probably got some stories, huh?
I mean, we all have stories.
Oh, yeah.
But... I mean, as long as you live, every day is a story.
I got stories. I used to think mine were interesting. Now I'm not sure.
Who is they? Who is they?
What do you mean?
You said they used to think. Who is
no,
they?
I said I used to think they were interesting, but now I'm not sure.
Oh. Well, I mean, if it entertains you, then that's all that really matters, right?
Yeah. So what do you do, Sam?
I just live.
You just live. You have like a specific hobby, like.
Nah, I just live. I do whatever interests me. I try it, and if I like it, I do it until I don't like it.
That's a good way to live.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, at least you get experience and you try and figure out what you like, what you don't like. I wish I was more like that. I mean, I try to get into stuff, and then sometimes it's just, I feel like the older I get, like, it's hard, the harder it is to learn things.
But see, if you change the way that you feel and start thinking, no matter how old I get, as long as I'm alive, I can still learn something. That's the beauty. That's the journey of life, is the discovery.
Well, yeah, we only have so much time, so we should learn all we can, right? I wonder about what happens next. Do you ever think, do you like believe in that anything next kind of stuff?
Yeah. But why worry about next when you can enjoy now? I mean, if you're focusing on next, then how can you enjoy here right now?
Well, I'm just wondering if like what we learn now is going to be useful after we're gone, you know, like, or if there's some, not that anybody knows, but it's just a curious thought. Like, is there a reason that we learn the things that we learn?
Yes.
You know, or is that like, you know, the tragedies, the heartbreaks, the lessons we learn, like, is there a reason for that? Do we really get to use that somewhere else?
Well, you keep repeating the cycle. We're all energy. So when we, quote unquote, die or this body ceases to exist, everything is ends. We just return back to the universe and then come back in another way and figure out something else and keep repeating the process over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that would be... like reincarnation,
I guess.
Right.
Like what is reincarnation?
I don't know. To me, or I mean, to me, I'm just assuming it's you're reborn again, and you. I don't know. You.
Is it intentional or is it by accident?
It's a good question. I would think that. I don't know. That's a good, no, you know, I was going to say intentional, and now I'm thinking if it's like a system.
Intentional by?
That's what I mean by God, like to have us keep living, continue, like start anew and somehow remember things and do different things, learn new things, do a different experience. Like maybe, you know, I was in an accident, you know, so I was in two accidents and maybe this is like something I decided I wanted to experience, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
To learn to what it's like. I don't know.
it's all part of your journey. Like, you're still discovering.
Yeah, like, what if I had a great, fantastic life? I was rich, had everything I wanted, and now I want to see the other, you know, like the tragedy, the misery, the pain, I guess.
Interesting.
I think a lot about that stuff, like mind over matter, spiritual stuff, kind of.
Are you religious?
Not in the way, like, I don't go to church, like stuff like that. But I do believe in God, and I believe there's something there that's bigger than us, and, you know, whatever it may be, I think it's just, there's something.
Is God a being?
I don't think so. Do you?
Do I what?
Do you think God's a being? Or
nah, a God thing? Is just a word.
I think God is the universe.
God is just a word, is it?
Well, yeah, there's different ways to say the same thing, but I think what it means to us is what it is.
What you it know, means like, to us is what it is?
Like, specifically, whatever God means to me personally or you personally is what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can dig that.
You know, not necessarily one specific thing. I don't think anybody's right or wrong. Just it's what you feel, what you think, right? I mean, there's a reason we have feelings, right? And intuition, and
it's all part of frequency because that's where we are. And all it's like, if you feel sad, it's just your frequency. It's engaging with some with a different frequency or whatever, but at the end of the day, everything goes back. If everything goes back to source or universe, in my opinion, I don't even know why I say it in my opinion, but there's just really no point in trying to put so much pressure, focus, and responsibility on a physical or a deity outside of us. Like with in religion, you see people worship a Buddha or a Jehovah or a Yahweh or a Muhammad or a whoever.
Well, people just need something to believe in.
That's why if instead of believing in other folks, if we figure out a way to believe in ourselves,
That is absolutely true. I mean, like the whole... you know, do you believe in that, you know, we create our life, everything that we become, that we do, we can create, we can make it.
I'm understanding it more and more, more and more, more and more. Man, I just got excited because earlier today it hit me. I was recording a podcast earlier today. And while I was recording, it just really hit me that I was very specific in asking the universe for something. I asked the universe to be in a band, and I wanted a female guitarist, white girl, that can play keys.
Wow, you're very specific.
Yeah, very specific. Yeah, I ain't playing no games. So
that's actually good.
So then, last week, this guy he hosts a event for me in the city next to where I live at. I asked him, I was like, yo, can I do a song? And he was like, yeah, man, cool. So I signed up trying to push myself to get out more, to do more things and pursue the artist life, because I know how to do the business side of it, I know how to do the marketing of it. So I just was like trying to see if I can do the artist style in my own way and create a new trend. And
in music, right?
Yeah. Okay. Music, comedy, social issues, education, all kind of stuff. Romance, ignorance, all kind of stuff. And so then I saw this video of this girl that lives in the area. She was playing guitar. And I had heard that she played guitar, but I had never seen her play. I was like, dang, she's pretty nice. So I reached out. So I said, yo, would you be willing to play a song with me in 2 weeks? And she was like, yeah, cool. And then last week, I found out, I asked her, would she be interested in playing for a church? And she said she would be, but she just started playing keyboard for her church. And it didn't really hit me until today. She's going to play this Sunday. We're playing. She's playing guitar for
her church. Was this your Sunday. Church?
No, heck no. I don't go to church.
Oh, okay.
No, hell no. Shit. My bad. But
I thought you meant you wanted her to play for a church. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I asked her, would she be interested in playing in church?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, but during the podcast today, it dawned on me like, damn, this girl plays guitar and she plays piano because she just got hired to play piano for her church. And she's going to be playing in the band this Sunday. And I'm like, that's specifically what I asked the universe for. And it's going to happen. It's going to manifest this Sunday.
Okay, so she and what's said even she'll more do it
crazy.
You?
Yeah, she said she was going to do it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. And what's even more crazy, we're not going to rehearse or nothing. Our very first time ever speaking face-to-face is going to be Sunday, just before we start playing.
Oh, wow.
That's how I know for a fact it's going to be dope. Now, she has a little, she's a little anxious. She hit me up today and told me she's a little concerned. And I'm like, yo, just be you. Who cares what happens? It's music. Express yourself.
Yeah, just let go.
You know what I'm saying? And I told him, like, come on now. You've heard rumors about me. Yeah, ain't nothing going to happen to you. If anything, I'll do something crazy to steal the attention. And everything going to be cool. You just go and have fun. All I want you to do is have fun. And then she says, well, it's crazy because I've been asking the universe for more gigs and more opportunities. And then boom, you just give me this massive one. And I'm sitting up here thinking, come on now. We both asked the universe for something and then boom.
Oh, she asked too? We get too? Connected.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's freaking crazy. So you asked me, I know I took a long time to get to the store, but you asked me about do I believe that we can manifest our life and stuff. And I'm telling you, here recently, I'm really starting to have confidence in it.
The law because of it's happening.
Yes! Oh my goodness!
You are the perfect example of the law of attraction.
Man, it is so freaking... hold on. Take a deep breath. Almost started getting teared up and stuff. I got like electricity running through me. I'm feeling warm. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling... Ooh, but yes.
Now you must have really wanted it, you know, because that it takes the motivation, the desire.
But see, that's another thing on my little discovery. I've been learning, instead of focusing so hard on, you know, oh, I got to have it, I need to have it, you know, have the discipline and all that other stuff. I've been learning, if I focus on how good it feels when it happens, then it starts to happen.
Well, yeah, that's important too, the feeling, to feel like you have it.
If I focus on that, not I need to get it, let me stay focused on getting it. You understand what I'm saying? If I put the attention on the emotion and not the manifestation, now things are happening. It's like, it's some crazy stuff.
You need to feel like you already have it, like it's yours. Like what you would feel like when you get it, like all those feelings.
I imagine it. And then when I start experiencing it, I feed it. I make the fire burn even stronger. And I try to stay in that place as often as I can. I mean, it'll always work. But...
Oh, I believe in that stuff completely.
Yeah.
I have something that has been going on with me. It's not, it's in that same realm, but it's different. Like I've had things happen to me where like I have a lot of mind over matter, like things happen to me. Like, when I got hurt, you know, my family was always worried that I was going to get sick if somebody got a cold, and it would get, if I get a cold, it would turn into a pneumonia. It would be really bad for me. And so I, you know, I just, one day I said, I'm not going to get sick anymore. That's it. And I literally like haven't been sick in over 10 years.
Congratulations.
I can drink out of people that are sick. I can drink out of their cups. I can eat their food. I will never get whatever germ or whatever cold they have or whatever it is. And it's just by telling myself like stubbornly, like, it's okay. Like, I'm not going to get sick. Don't worry. And then there was another thing that happened when I was in the hospital. They thought they wanted me to get a pacemaker because they thought my heartbeat was really low because it was like going down to 12. It was 12. And they, as soon as they told me I was getting a pacemaker, heartbeat went right back to normal.
Wow.
Like, things like that have been happening to me all my life. Like, the minute I find out about something, I don't subconsciously ask for it, but for some reason, my body just, you know, it just obeys. Like, it just knows that I don't want that, and that's it, and it's done. And it was just weird.
How often do you meditate?
I, see, I don't know if I do. Like, I always think I am, but I'm not sure if I ever am. You know how you don't know all the time? Like, people that don't really understand meditation, like me, doesn't really understand if I'm actually meditating or not.
But how often do you?
Well, I do, I try to do it before bed and when I wake up, like before I wake up and, you know, before I go to bed. And, you know, sometimes in the daytime, like I'll just quiet everything and try to think of something, you know.
But when positive. You meditate, you're not supposed to think.
Well, no, I do that. And then eventually, like when I'm coming off of it, like I give myself a clear picture of like happiness and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't understand. But it's
cool. And then kind of just, it's hard for me to clear my mind because I've got so much going on, you know? It's always so busy. It's just.
Have you heard of Abraham Hicks?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? How often do you listen?
I haven't heard. Listened to him, though.
Her,
I haven't listened to it. I've heard the name, though.
I'm going to shoot you a link. I strongly, strongly, strongly challenge you to take the 15 minutes and listen.
I've been trying. Did you ever hear the Silva method?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, that's another method. It's sort of like getting, like attracting what you want, sort of. But it's a different. I don't know. It's really.
I'm not talking about a method.
No, it's not like a method. It's just a really famous like he's got like a book and audios of like techniques, like, you know, visualization techniques and like stuff like that, you know, to show you had the different ways of achieving stuff.
Oh yeah. I don't pay nobody for any advice.
You don't have to pay him. I mean, I could send you like video, like audios of them if you want, or I could send you the ebook if you want. I don't know if you read ebooks.
No, I'm saying that when it comes to like people that tell you they're spiritual leaders and they can guide you to this and all this other stuff.
No, it's not like that. I'm serious. Just look it up and just read like the information on it. It's not like that at all.
Now let me ask you something. You're insisting that I read your suggestion.
Okay.
Are you going to listen to Abraham Hicks?
Yes, I will.
So then that means we need to schedule another podcast.
A follow-up.
Yeah, boom. Now we done started a series. Okay, so.
Well, that's good. I need that because if I know that we're scheduling a follow-up, I will definitely, like, you know, I will focus harder. You know, I'll focus better. And then since you know about that and I know about the other one, we can exchange thoughts.
Now, for me, because I'm like so anti people thoughts over mine. So this is going to be a push for me to like sit my behind down.
Well, I have audio and I have ebooks. Whatever you
okay,
which one do
audio.
You prefer?
Thank you okay. for the audio. Yeah.
Okay, because it has each subject like listed on each audio, and then you can pick mm-hmm. which one.
Cool.
Each audio is like 5 minutes, so it's not really a big deal, you know. And mm-hmm. it says on the audio exactly what it is, what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm gonna shoot you one video. That's it. It will not be more than 15 minutes long. And okay. all I'm asking you to do is just listen. I'm not asking you to try to understand.
Okay.
I'm not asking you to try to judge or none of it. Just
you gotta do
matter of fact, even if you ain't, I would like you to pay attention. That would be good.
Oh, I would definitely pay attention.
That's it.
No, now, I'm glad. This is good. This is opening our minds. It's good. It's important to talk to people and try to open your mind to things.
Yeah.
You know?
Adult interaction helps with co-creation.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to agree, but you should always have an open mind.
True.
So we'll see.
What occupies you during the day?
I do a lot of reading. Like I try to, not reading, but I try to listen to things. I try to be creative. It's just, I've been kind of in a rut lately. I've been a little bit, I don't know, I guess, sort of blank. I like to write. I write a lot of, I used to write stories. I like writing poems. I write journals. I've had a journal since I was 6 years old.
Wow.
I'm very into writing. It's just, it's like a release for me. You know, once I write something that bothers me on a paper, I don't go back and look at it. It's done and it's gone from my mind.
Mm.
And for me, that's like better than therapy. Because, you know,
so
you
do
let
you
go.
Not have, so you have nothing to let go of right now? And
well,
but
I
not
do.
Being able to write? Oh, okay. You still processing it?
It's just complicated. It's just
yes.
confusing.
That's what's up.
It's hard to figure out where to start. And I kind of wish I started writing about it years ago, but I didn't. And now I'm at that point where I need to write about it, and I don't know how to begin, you know?
Jot down the thought. Just as the thought comes, just jot it down. Don't try to make it a sentence. Just jot whatever the thought is, just jot it down. And then after that, it'll cultivate.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I'm working on it. I'm doing it little poem by poem.
Cool.
Whatever I feel. I was thinking of starting you know, doing like what other people do, how they put like photos up on. My friend showed me how this girl puts her poem on a picture and then posts it on Instagram. And I was thinking maybe I'll do that.
Try it.
But, you know, we'll see.
Try.
I'm kind of shy about my writing, so it's like. With this elite circle, I'm kind of like, I feel like the, you know, the black sheep in the group. Like, I don't feel like I have as much to contribute as everyone else.
Why are you comparing yourself to anyone else? Only you can
be
you.
Believe me, I know. I've been told that already. I need to stop doing that down on myself thing. But.
No, I'm asking you why. Why do you do it?
I didn't used to. It's just I've gotten, I don't know. I've
okay,
had something in my life that's just kind of wore me down.
So we're going to have to figure out some ways to get you back active in the things that you enjoy.
Yeah, starting get to love myself again.
There you go. Get that confidence back up. Oh, don't worry. Just, hey, stay. It's a journey. Everything in life is a journey, you know. This Elite Circle is extremely new to me. I've never, again, the only person I have ever talked to was Dr. Notorious, and that was before I knew of an Elite Circle.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good one to talk to. At least you got a good one. I mean.
And from the brief interactions that I've had, it has been, I've been trying to figure out where I can fit in or whatever, because I know what I'm doing.
What you can bring to the group, right?
I know what I'm already doing. What? So it's like I'm trying to figure out how to make what I'm doing work without it taking over. Or well, you're about to get a bunch of inspiration.
Yeah, because well, now yeah, you're co-creating, so are you.
And magical things happen. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when after that call, like that first call.
Meeting.
That thing was, wow, that was, that was something. But I had to sit and think and like really, really assess everything. And it dawned on me, I've been wanting content. And now I'm in a group with
content
like five at you every direction. Content writers. Yeah. So, I mean, this is like.
That's another. You, there you go. Another mind. One. You well, asked for content.
It's so much stuff that can happen. Yep. And I wanted female co-hosts. And I wanted to work with more women than I did dudes. I also wanted international, and I found someone in, I can't remember what the
Wait,
name is.
Wait, are you on the East or West Coast?
Sylvania or something. East Coast?
Oh, okay.
Georgia. Yeah. And it's a lot of things that I've been wanting as it relates to social media is inside of the Elite Circle. A lot of things, a lot of different things.
It's going to be interesting once, you know, all the kinks get worked out. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what opens up, where it heads.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great that, like, so many people are enthusiastic and, you know, I mean, I've never seen so many people be so enthusiastic because that's hard to get a group of people to be enthusiastic.
Really?
Well, it seems that way, like just out of nowhere, just to like, you know, to be as enthusiastic as everybody's been. You know, usually a lot of people get, you know, tired quickly of stuff. You know, not everybody's cut out to continue to be consistent. It depends. I mean, I guess we just got the right group of people together to talk, you know, to collaborate and stuff. I mean, that's another, like, that's luck, I think, in a way. Yeah. Or maybe it's meant to be. Yeah. Like I said, maybe that was where we're all meant to be, you know, in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, like we know, like, we don't know what happens. So I'm just going along for the ride.
I mean, I'm cool like the other side of the pillow.
You're breaking up a little, so I'm having a hard time.
I said I'm cool like the other side of the pillow.
What was that?
Hold on.